Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and today will not be jazz, or some subgenre of it, but today's more of it's gonna be more of like a study session for my symphonic literature, which is coming up this Thursday. Listening to Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique. I'm gonna pull up my notes and get some fun facts about all these pieces as I play them, but for now, enjoy the first movement. And this is the Orchestra Philharmonic, French Radio, conducted by Myung Won Won Chung. My pronunciation is very bad. Alright, so I'm going to skip ahead to the fourth movement. And what I can tell you about Berlioz and Symphonie Fantastique is that one of the composers we'll listen to later on in this playlist is Franz Liszt, and his Faust Symphony was dedicated to Berlioz. And I think this is the symphony that Liszt sort of drew inspiration from. So, we're listening to the fourth movement. which is the Marche au Supplice, the Allegretto. My French pronunciation is not so well. Something I'm practicing though. Bonjour et bonsoir. Funny story, actually. I'll just tell this over the music. Not that the music isn't interesting, but it's just a little funny story. When I played for McGill, did this, their saxophone quartet, or their saxophone teacher helped organize this concert called I'm Not a Robot. And it was like, they asked for saxophonists around the world to send in like recordings so they could include them all in the piece that was being performed. And so I sent in a recording so that I could be virtually in the concert. And it was actually a crazy concert. It was really fun to watch. It was basically this guy who had an existential crisis because the answer to those questions that you get online, it's like, just checking that you're not a robot, were like so hard that he was like, am I a robot? And it was, yeah, interesting. It was really good performance though. The other pieces, the one I was in, was also cool. Wonderful clarinet solo moment there, but we're gonna skip ahead now to the next piece on my repertoire list, and it is Louise Ferenc, Symphony No. 3 in G minor, 1847. I don't know if I'll remember the opus number for this exam, but it is what it is. Anyways, this is Louise Ferenc, Symphony No. 3. And she draws inspiration from Mozart and Schubert. She uses Schubertian modulation, which is modulation by common tone in thirds, which I can maybe skip ahead to an example of that later on. But yeah, she wrote in the post-Beethoven era, but she still uses a really traditional style. But yeah, this is her Symphony No. 3 in G minor. Do you love the This is Louise Fank, Symphony No. 3, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Today's episode is a symphonic literature study session, but that's not what the show is called. I don't have like a set name for the show, but it's something to do with jazz, usually. And I'm going to play, actually. I might take a little break and play some jazz because yesterday I was listening to the jazz show, which airs on Monday later at like 9 p.m. The host was recommending to me some good jazz. So we're going to play some of that maybe later. But I'm going to take a quick break and do some ads, and then we'll listen to Liszt Faust Symphony.
Are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Hi there. You're listening to CADR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you. The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love that can overcome.
Hello, You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this episode currently airing is called Studying for Symphonic Literature. And here we have Franz Liszt's Faust Symphony, Movement 1, titled Faust. And earlier you heard Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique, Louise Farenc, Symphony No. 3. And now we have Liszt. And he tells... There's no real narrative to this symphony. Each movement is a study of the characters from Faust, and their interactions are sort of suggested through thematic transformations within the symphony in its entirety. So you have Faust, Gretchen, and Mephistopheles, the three characters in this story. But each movement of this piece also uses traditional prototypes of symphonic writing, such as sonata form, sonata rondo movements, a tripartite slow movement, and a tripartite slow movement. Okay, so there's... It kind of goes from, like, sonata form to a dance to, like, slow, fast, slow movements. I hope that's right. I have an exam coming up soon. But what else can I tell you about this symphony? It's kind of referencing Beethoven. I have a singer here on my show today, so this this might be an interesting fact. He adds a vocal conclusion to this work later, which is kind of like referencing Beethoven's Ninth, since it has like the chorus. But yeah, I think Farenc also kind of like drew from more traditional composers, but she was sort of more inspired by Schubert. And I guess Berlioz is kind of like the inspiration for all of this Faust stuff. You know, same thing to the first movement. So in movement one of Liszt's Faust Symphony, there's an opening monologue that kind of quotes Goethe, and it sort of represents Faust's inner torment as a character. And how Liszt sort of shows this in his composition is by juxtaposing two themes. So it goes sonata form. There's an allegro from sonata form, which transforms the themes. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it basically goes from like sonata form to an allegro, and this translates the theme to sort of represent Faust's inner torment. So it kind of like goes crazy. But it's kind of scary. There's a chromatic surface to all of the characters, I think, but there's still some tonal direction So perhaps Faust is crazy, but also rational. The only diatonic moment in this entire piece is at the resolution. So maybe exploring the theme of death and our journey towards it. Listening to CITR 101.9 Symphonic Literature Study Session. If anyone from that class is listening, we've got Liszt Faust Symphony playing right now. We're going through the torment of Faust himself in the first movement. And I'm going to skip over Brahms and play some Tchaikovsky from his Pathétique Symphony. Now, it's speculated that there is a hidden narrative to this piece. There seems to be a somewhat similar exploration in the narrative of this symphony that is very similar to Mahler's narrative of the hero, which is sort of like a hero's life through torment in order to find the meaning of it and to understand death. I don't know, this is kind of dark, but here we have Tchaikovsky's Pathétique. The program for this symphony was kept a secret by Tchaikovsky because I don't think he wanted people to know his intentions. But he does his intentions and like what this piece means. I think he wanted to just write a symphony influenced by the times. But I don't know, there seems to be some speculation, particularly in this article that we read. Chapter one is called Secrecy. And it starts out with citation that says, "Please don't tell anybody about this except Modus. I am purposely sending it to the school so that nobody else will read the letter." And then Ritsarev writes, "The above sentence, which tends to go unnoticed among the more mundane details at the end of the letter, in regards to friends and associates and so on, is taken from Tchaikovsky's well-known letter to his nephew, Vladimir Bob Davidov," I don't know if that's how you say the last name in Russian, "of February 11th, 1893. I love how they included the nickname Bob. But this letter was pointing towards the secret existence of a program to this symphony, which is Symphony No. 6 in B minor. Unofficially titled Pathétique Symphony, but we're not actually sure. Or by exploring his letters, we can come to know. I think someone else named it Pathétique, though. I can't remember. Anyways, in this symphony, Tchaikovsky replaces the allegro section. So in traditional form, there would be an allegro, but instead of writing an allegro, he writes an adagio lamentoso, which explores themes similar to funeral mood, or like a march, or like a funeral procession, which would allude to death, which is something that Mahler did and was very famous for it. But we're still in the first movement here, but maybe I'll skip ahead so that we can hear the adagio lamentoso, not the allegro. This is very sad. Thank you. I think I'm going to change it now because this is just too sad for this fine, snowy afternoon. Next up is Amy Beach's Symphony in E minor. But I think I'm going to skip over it, but she was inspired by Irish traditions and wrote in that style. But I think she was trying to define this as like some sort of new American style of writing. I think she argued that they should draw from Irish traditions rather than others. Whereas Florence Price is also a contemporary, I think, of Amy Beach. She didn't define her music as American or a new American style, though. But she focused on more like American or African American idioms. So maybe not a direct reference to jazz, but more like from the spiritual genre. So I'll play Florence Price's Symphony No. 1 in E minor. This is the opening. However, actually, I'm going to play this performance won a Grammy, so maybe I'll play it instead. I think this year or last year, 1 year ago, it says. But this is her Symphony No. 3 in C minor.
Thank you.
So yes, this recording of Florence Price's Symphony No. 3 won a Grammy, I believe. But I'm going to go back to her Symphony No. 1, which will be on my exam. This is Symphony 1, Allegro, Monosciopo. Stravinsky's Symphony in C, and then we'll end off this episode with Shostakovich 5, which ABC played, and I think the University of Stuttgart also played recently. This piece is also very spiritual or inspired by religious God pondering practices of contemplation. But Stravinsky sort of dedicated this piece to the idea of God, or at least exploring the idea of religious or spiritual topics. Thank you. This is Stravinsky's Symphony in C, which was relatively well received in politics, at least, whereas Shostakovich's Symphony No. 5 was not, which is what I'm going to play next here. Seems to be a political message encoded into this symphony. And in comparison with Stravinsky's symphony, the encoded message might be a little bit darker. Skip ahead to the Allegro, non troppo. And this is a symphonic literature study session. Today, no saxophone, no jazz, no cool extended techniques. Just a couple of political statements. Symphonic form.